Hey, welcome in everybody to Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. This is the show that lets you see your community through the pages of your local newspaper. I am Scott Stewart, publisher of the Pulaski Citizen, Lawrence County Advocate, and Main Street Murray. We have an exciting week in all of our Southern Middle Tennessee communities, so let's get right to it with the Lawrence County Wrap. Hey, on the front page of Lawrence County Advocate this week, firefighters battled two chicken barn fires within about 4 days. It left local firefighters, volunteer firefighters exhausted, and local fire officials trying to find out the cause of those two fires. Sandy has all the information right there on A1. Sandy also has a really good interview with the victim of a home invasion and shooting. Find out how it happened and how the victim is dealing with the trauma of what happened to her. Southern Tennessee Regional Health System Lawrenceburg is celebrating 50 years in Lawrence County. So we've got that. Carrie Staggs has got the story about the celebration and STRH Lawrenceburg's new marketing director. And finally on the front, we've got coverage of last week's Super Tuesday voting in Lawrence County. Inside this week is a feature from Carrie Staggs about Lawrenceburg's Harpeth Valley Dermatology Clinic. And they had a ribbon cutting out there not too long ago, and then Carrie tells us all we need to know about it. Also inside, we have a springtime Hojo photo. We want to make sure we get a good Hojo photo in Lawrence County Advocate as much as possible. And this one's got the colors of spring with the blooms, with the trees of blooming. Senior Citizen Center is often offering flu and COVID vaccines. The Elks honored first responders recently. And it's Lawrence County's turn to pick your favorite business, person, place, or event in the Main Street Awards. You haven't had the Main Street Awards yet in Lawrence County. We found out about them in Pulaski last year in the Pulaski Citizen when Main Street Media took over the Pulaski Citizen, and it was really fun. The community really embraced the Main Street Awards. We had a great time with the voting, and then we had an event at the end of it. So I encourage you guys to go on to our website, to look at our Facebook, and to pick up a copy of this week's Lawrence County Advocate to find out all about Main Street Awards and vote or nominate, whatever you need to do to get your favorite person, business, organization, event, whatever it is. There's all kinds of categories to make sure you get your vote in or your nomination in. As always in the Lawrence County Advocate, we've got local obituaries, town crier, community events, legislative news, classifieds, puzzles, and the church directory. I know I said we'd wrap up basketball coverage this week, but the Lady Mustangs of Loretto made such an amazing run in the state tournament. We ended up with 5 pages of coverage of that, and that includes like 2 full pages worth of salutes from local businesses to the Lady Mustangs. So we could not just forget all that. We had to cover that in our sports this week. So that means that we'll finish up our basketball coverage next week. And congratulations, Lady Mustangs, on a great run. Hey, and don't forget that you can pick up Lawrence County Advocate for free in markets, over 100 markets, by the way, all across Lawrence County. Or you can have a subscription and get it sent to your house each week with a subscription-only 4-page comics and puzzles section. For more information, call 762-1726 or visit lawrencecountyadvocate.net. We'll be right back with the Pulaski Citizen and Main Street Murray Wraps right after this.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Since 1975, Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic has treated the orthopedic needs of Middle Tennessee residents. The trained physicians provide surgical options and minimally invasive options to treat all orthopedic needs. The walk-in clinic, OrthoQuick, helps you bypass the ER while treating sports injuries and acute needs Monday through Saturday. Visit MTBJ online at mtbj.net or on social media at Mid Tennessee Bone Joint Clinic.
Hey, welcome into the Pulaski Citizen Wrap for this week. Our citizen spotlight this week is another wonderful person from our community, Diana Watkins. Very deserving of that honor, that spot of honor, that right there, top and center of the front page. Also on the front page is a major announcement for UT Southern. They have secured more than $4 million in grant funds for safety and security upgrades. Congratulations to our friends right up the street here at UT Southern. Hey, and Friday there's going to be a proclamation and special announcement on the South Courthouse steps as part of local agriculture in Giles County. It's March 15th, 8:30 a.m., South steps of the courthouse, and we're going to record that event, and we'll have it available soon after it here on Pulaski Citizen Live. Speaking of after, there's going to be some biscuits and coffee at the chamber office right after the event, so it sounds like a lot of fun. If you got a chance, if you're in town around 8:30 on Friday, stop by and see what it's all about. Get you some biscuits and some coffee. Sit around and talk with a few people. I'm sure they'd love to see you at the Chamber of Commerce. Otherwise, look forward on Pulaski Citizen Live on the YouTube and Facebook. The Giles County Commission will meet Monday at 9 a.m. in the courthouse to consider a relatively light agenda considering some of their agendas over the last couple of months. One item, though, on the agenda is a code of ethics that was before them back in February. They kicked it down to committee, and committee's now kicked it back up with a 5-0 recommendation. So that code of ethics will be back on that agenda for the county commission coming next Monday. Don't forget that also will be streamed live on Pulaski Citizen Live YouTube and Facebook pages. Finally, on the front page this week, Pulaski has been named a Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation. Inside, it's Realtors Week. As the weather warms up, property hunting starts. You know, everybody's out wanting to find property, or some people are looking to sell property. See what our favorite realtors have to offer you right there on page A2 of the Pulaski Citizen. We've got obituaries, property transfers, court docket, church page, classifieds, community briefs, and funny games. So this week we've got a salute to Girl Scouts for their 112th year. So congratulations to the Girl Scouts. Hey, a real big fan of your cookies, by the way. Johnny Phelps Giles Pass highlights Blooming Grove, wonderful community in Giles County. And Margaret Campbell gives us recipes for a tasty St. Patrick's Day celebration. It's all in this week's Pulaski Citizen. Get yours at markets across Giles County or get a subscription and have it mailed right to you each week. Let's go over to see Wade, see what's going on with sports this week.
Hey guys, Wade Neely here, sports editor of the Pulaski Citizen. And we have not the biggest, but we certainly have a jam-packed sports edition this week on the March 13th, 2024 edition of the Pulaski Citizen sports page. And a lot of it is dominated by the UT Southern Firehawk men's basketball team. The Firehawks finally learned their postseason fate last week after winning the regular season SSAC Conference Championship. We knew they were going to the national tournament. The question really was when and versus who. And last week we figured that out as the Firehawks, after finishing runner-up in the conference tournament, they now have a record of 26-5, and they earned the number 7 seed in the national tournament in the Doer Quadrant, the NAI tournament with some named quadrants. And so they're in the upper right quadrant, if you're looking at it on a bracket, which is featured in print this week. And they will travel to Marion, Indiana, just a modest trip up the road, but it certainly is modest in comparison to some of the sites that UTS could have gone, places like Butte, Montana, Miami, Florida, or as they went 2 years ago to Caldwell, Idaho. So a nice little tidy trip up to Marion, Indiana. And they will meet Tougaloo, Mississippi. That game will come your way Friday at 6:30 p.m. So we have a preview of Friday's matchup. We have a bracket that you can check out. If you're so compelled, you can even fill out the NAI National Tournament bracket as UTS does advance to, again, the national tournament. Also with UTS, we do have a story on why the Firehawks are on the road for the national tournament. They had some facility limitations that put a halt on their potential to host the first and second rounds. We spoke to UTS Athletic Director Brandy Paul. She gave us some background on the story. We spoke to folks at the NAI who gave us some background, and all of that is spelled out. So if you're wondering why UTS is on the road this week, even though the team is 26-5, facility limitations are indeed the culprit, but you can read about that in this week's edition. As always, we can you can pretty much set your watch by it, whether it's an hour forward or an hour backwards. But it's Woody's Woods and Waters. Our friend Larry Woody always breaking things down for us in print each and every single week. But another one as we close this week's edition, Special Olympics. Salute to the Special Olympics Giles County Hoop Squad, nicknamed the Bobcats, of course. They took silver in the state tournament last weekend at Lipscomb in up there in Nashville. And we have a little bit of a breakdown on that. We have some great action photos as these guys really, really fought hard last weekend. Dropped the championship game, but they do take home a silver medal. And congrats to all of our Special Olympics Giles County athletes. Make sure you check that out. If you missed any of this in print, you can check it out online at PulaskiCitizen.com. For now, Wayne Ely saying so long. We'll see you next time here at the Pulaski Citizen.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
They have always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No. They will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
Hey, the wrap for this week's Main Street Murray includes a feature on a Navy SEAL mission simulator that visited Columbia Central recently. We've got a breakdown on Super Tuesday primary voting in Murray County. Olivia Adams tells us on the front page about the City of Columbia's plans for a special census. A Spring Hill development draws ire from some commissioners and the public, and the Spring Hill Board of Mayor and Aldermen are considering changes to limit construction noise near neighborhoods. Inside, Murray County is proposing to offer operations of its juvenile detention facility to a different outside contractor. The Murray County Fire Department held a kids' CPR class recently. Mount Pleasant is planning an event to honor five former Clark School teachers. Also inside, Murray County's building committee has voted against purchasing and demolishing the one-stop bookshop. Olivia tells us all about that decision on page A3. Well, Piggly Wiggly's got that truckload meat sale going on again this week, along with a ton of other specials, and there's only one place you're going to find all those specials for Piggly Wiggly, and that's in the center of the Main Street Murray A section this week. Now, I know you ran out to Piggly Wiggly last week when I told y'all about that truckload meat sale, right? I know you did. Well, guess what? You got another shot. Don't miss it. Run on out there to Piggly Wiggly right now and check out the truckload meat sale and all those other deals they got going on. And on the way, pick yourself up at Main Street Murray, because that's where you'll find all those deals. As always, we've got local obituaries, puzzles, comics, page, church page, community calendar, and there's a story of a Columbia art exhibit that's featuring three local artists. There's a ton more in Main Street Murray this week. Get your copy at stores all across Murray County, or get a subscription to have it delivered right to your mailbox each week. Now it's time to kick it over to Mo, see what's going on with sports.
Thanks, Scott. This week's print edition of Main Street Murray includes wall-to-wall coverage of Loretto's run to the Class 2A girls basketball state finals before unfortunately coming up just a little bit short against a really good Gibson County team. But we've got coverage of their quarterfinal and semifinal victories, as well as one of their players, junior guard Libby Sanders, who a year ago was diagnosed with transverse myelitis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Yeah. Check out what she was able to do a year after that on the big stage at the Glass House in Murphy Center this week. So big props to Libby Sanders and to the Loretto Lady Mustangs, our Class 2A state runner-up. Also, staying with basketball, we've got boys basketball going to Murphy Center this week. Got coverage of Santa Fe making their first boys state tournament trip after winning their 1A sectional last week. Also, Independence is going back in 4A after finishing a state runner-up a year ago. They got back through with a win in the 4A sectionals. And a third team, Mount Pleasant, coming up just a little short in 2A. Coverage of all three of those sectional games, and we've got brackets for Class 1A and Class 4A state tournament play in the print edition of Main Street Murray, as well as a Columbia Academy athlete who has finalized his collegiate athletic plans. So be sure and check all that out in the print edition of Main Street Murray, which hits the streets today. Also, coming up on the website, again, we'll have coverage of Santa Fe and Independence over in Murfreesboro as far as they go this week in the boys state basketball tournaments, and we'll see what else we come across. So be sure and see this week's print edition of Main Street Murray. Be sure and follow us on mainstreetmurray.com for all of your local sports coverage, and we'll see you soon.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Kelly Rawson here in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center in for Ben Luna, who has the morning off. Overall for today, it is going to be another spectacular one here. You can see on your Build Your Day forecast brought to you by our friends over at Parks Lumber Company. We're starting off chilly. You may need a jacket this morning. Temperatures in the 40s will eventually climb into the mid-70s by this afternoon. A mixture of sunshine and clouds can't rule out a stray shower for today, but overall, we are going to be mainly dry and warm. Winds will be a little bit breezy out of the south, about 10 to 15 miles an hour as we head throughout the day. But overall, again, all we're really going to have to worry about is just a mixture of sunshine and some cloud cover. But overall, temperatures should get up into the mid-70s with some breezy conditions and some showers in the vicinity. But overall, mainly dry for us. Again, just can't rule out the shower or two sneaking into the area. Heading into Thursday, though, cloud cover will thicken up as our weather pattern starts to change just a little bit. Now, Thursday is still going to be very warm, but heading into Thursday night and Friday, that's when we are going to see some major changes because we have some widespread rain as well as some thunderstorms on the way to the Tennessee Valley. They hold off for much of the day on Thursday, but then heading into your Friday morning, very early before a lot of us are even up and going, that's when we are going to start to see this line of storms approach the area. Now, we're not really seeing any severe weather threat, but I could see some gusty winds even separate from the thunderstorms for Friday morning, and then maybe some gusty winds continuing throughout the rest of the day. But overall, that system gets out of here by about the afternoon time on Friday. And then we have some unsettled weather nearby for the weekend, but we're going to just hold out on rain chances for a little bit longer just to see where that does continue to trend. More on that on the 7-day forecast here in just a second. But as far as temperatures go, going to be nice and warm for the next few days. Mid-70s for today, upper 70s for tomorrow, and then around 70 degrees for your Friday as we are met and woken up with those thunderstorms. And then heading throughout the weekend, temperatures stay in the 60s until finally falling off back into the 50s on Monday. Your high temperatures for today, expect, I think, mid-70s for just about everybody at minimum, maybe even some upper 70s into the shoals in northwest Alabama, northeast Mississippi. But overall, just expect another day of very comfortable temperatures. Tonight, low temperatures will get down into the low to mid-50s across the area. Here's a look at your 7-day forecast from the Tennessee Valley Weather Center. Overall, again, a pretty nice day for today. Can't rule out a shower sneaking in, but again, not even enough chance to make it onto the 7-day. For your Thursday, maybe a few showers before the main moisture comes Thursday night and Friday, but then those thunderstorms will roll in Friday morning, probably waking a lot of us up. Again, not really expecting severe weather, but the winds could be a gusty a little bit on Friday morning with those thunderstorms, and then even separate and ahead of those storms. And just a little bit of moisture nearby Saturday and Sunday, so we do have just a chance for some showers and storms, but overall that continues to trend to our south, so we will adjust the weekend forecast accordingly, and then we do cool off heading into next week. That's a check at your local weather forecast. I'm back in with you at noon with another weather update.
Well, that's it for Mornings on Main Street, where we get to cover the three best counties in the world, Giles, Lawrence, and Murray counties. Thank you, as always, for trusting the Pulaski Citizen, Lawrence County Advocate, and Main Street Murray to give you the local news, events, and sports that you need to know about each week. Thank you, and God willing, we will see you next week on Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee.